Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 100. Episode number 100 is a milestone. I mean, just a few days ago was actually the 2-year anniversary of the show, which in the grand scheme of things, if you're listening to this for the first time or if you've been with me from the beginning, may or may not seem like a big deal. But the amount of growth and change and new perspective and experience and knowledge that I've gained over the last 2 years has really made a big difference. And also, truth be told, I've had really good days, and I've also had days where I wasn't motivated at all. And really, at the core, what had to keep me going throughout all of this was just constantly showing up, constantly trying my best, and really trying to keep at my core, in my focus, in my vision, what I felt like my mission is. And this all really goes directly into what I'm going to offer as the intention of the week for you. So if it isn't, in fact, your first episode, what happens is usually on Mondays, I'll give you your brand new intention of the week. I call it the intention of the week. Some people call it the theme of the week. Some people call it the word of the week. Whatever resonates with you, so that way it becomes truthful and meaningful for you. Or if you hear what I talk about and you're just like, you know, it sounds good, but I'm going to reword it or rephrase it because this way actually resonates more with me and this feels more truthful or more authentic. That's okay. That's great. The whole purpose of why we're here, why we're having this conversation, spending a little bit of time together is because forever ago, I felt like I was in a position where I felt stuck. I felt unhappy. I didn't have any real sense of joy or purpose or fulfillment in my life. And that's why I started my own exploration process. I started trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do, what it was that I wanted to create, what it was that made me happy. And then along the way, I started meeting people and they started interacting with me. And through those experiences, through jobs, through successes, through failures, I started connecting more and more dots and getting more and more clear on everything. So you and I are having what I'm pretending to be is almost like a real in-person conversation. So if I was standing in front of a live audience of 100 people and talking about what my personal experience is and how it got me to this point of episode number 100, the intention of the week is perseverance. Or you could call it quiet determination. That's actually what I've been saying to myself over the last couple of days because truth be told, last Friday, so this episode will come out on Monday. What's today? It will be Monday the 24th when this episode comes out. But last Friday was actually the 2-year anniversary of the show. I didn't arbitrarily pick the date. It was the date that I actually released my first ever episode. And that in itself was a process. I have pictures of me sitting at a table in Panera with my best friend, and we were testing out a really cheap microphone lavalier mic. That's just the mic that you put on your shirt. And that process was me kind of trying to work up the courage and the motivation and the belief and get over the imposter syndrome of trying to think of, well, is anybody going to listen? Is everybody going to give a crap about what it is that I'm saying? And thankfully, through the work that I do and just general conversations and the feedback, which has been overwhelmingly helpful for me in general, both feedback that has been very constructive and also feedback that has been very supportive, all of that feedback has kind of nudged me along and continued to motivate me to move forward. But like I was saying at the beginning of the episode, there are really good days, there are some days in the middle, there are also some low motivation days. But trying to keep at my core, in my vision, in my perspective, what it is, the vision of what it is that I'm trying to do, not just for myself, but for other people, it's what keeps me going. And that is how I'm relating to the intention of the week of perseverance. Or you could say quiet determination. That's actually how I'm internalizing it. And the reason why I'm saying quiet determination and why I even mentioned the fact that the actual anniversary of the show was 2 or 3 or 4 days ago was because, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a parent or anybody just trying to make it through COVID, you're juggling a lot of different things. And realistically, you're going to have to give a little bit more energy and focus and time and dedication to one project or one person or one need or whatever it is over another. And that's exactly what happened to me. So what happened to me over the last couple of weeks was I was making another transition. I was taking another leap and I was trying to build something new. And I actually just launched my own fitness online platform. I was using a couple of systems before, but I decided to pivot and to offer something that would be a better user experience for anybody taking class, and especially for people who don't know me. So that way, I mean, the people who know me, they were the first ones to jump on board and they are super supportive. But I'm really thinking about when I'm offering this type of an experience of an online virtual fitness class to somebody that doesn't know me. And if I was in that person's shoes, chances are either I saw somebody's really cool video and I wanted to try out their stuff, or I consumed some of their digital content and thought they were really helpful. But more accurately and more likely is the fact that I got a referral from somebody that I know and trust their opinion, and they recommended me to try something out. And I'm hoping that will be the case with the fitness classes, is that either people will give recommendations and referrals and people will come on board, or maybe somebody finds me through social media or through my websites or whatever the case may be. But that was the whole reason why I decided to change a little bit and to invest hours and hours and hours trying out and testing and developing a couple different platforms, and that's just kind of my entrepreneurial style. And that's something that I've come to learn through conversations with people. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, having this conversation, Nina is doing something on something called human design and how everybody is energetically set up differently. And I am a specific type of person where I really like to, and sometimes I feel like I need to explore and understand all of the details before I jump into a project, so that way I feel I can make an informed decision and try to get my hands on it and play around with some stuff. But after that, if I'm working on something that I want to do for myself or for somebody else, and it's something that I genuinely want to do, I could probably do it all day. And maybe I'll come out of the office or the cave or the lair or whatever it is a couple times for like water or snacks or food or something. But if you left me to my own devices, I would roll with it. And that's kind of what happened over the last, call it week and a half or so, is I've just been doing digital courses. I've been looking over different materials and trying out a couple different websites. And I spent so much time, and I'm so happy that I moved forward with this platform called Podia. So I'm going to talk about that for a quick second. And it's not a sponsored thing or anything. It's just to explain that I have had so many different goals and visions and ideas. And something else that I've learned is that sometimes one may need to get more time and attention and TLC over another. But as long as I continue to consistently show up, then we'll make progress. And that's really why we're here. I was really touched when my mom actually sent me a card that said, "Congratulations on 100 episodes." And I knew that it was coming, but I didn't overhype it on social media. I wasn't talking it up a lot with my friends or my followers or the people that I coach, just because I kind of knew I was going to make it. There was no doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to make it to 100 episodes. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to make it to 200 or 300 episodes. It's just sometimes I put way more energy and enthusiasm into it, and sometimes it needs to kind of go a little bit more on autopilot, and that's okay. I mean, with everybody dealing with COVID in different ways, that's kind of how everybody has to figure out what their own way of defining and determining what perseverance is. Maybe you're like me, maybe it's quiet determination. Maybe you just need to put your face down to the grindstone and you just need to bust it out. You need to get whatever it is done, or you need to figure out a way to get it done or to ask for some help to get it done. Perseverance could be on the extreme side for somebody who is having a very, very difficult time, or they've just suffered some type of trauma or tragedy, maybe just making it through the next 5 or 10 minutes. Or on the athletic fitness side, maybe you are a runner or an ultra marathon runner or some type of a competitive athlete. And that's a whole different perspective on the word perseverance. But it is the determination and the drive and the focus and just the willing your body and your mind and your spirit to continue moving forward. That's what it's all about. And that's how we got here to episode number 100. I know I said I was going to talk about Podia, but Essentially, Podia is just a website platform that allowed me to create a pretty seamless experience where people can go in and they can take the online classes and start, or more accurately, I started a membership experience for people to go in and have access to all that stuff. So that's all I needed to talk about that. Getting back to the topic of perseverance, 100 episodes, thinking back over the last 2 years, starting from leaving a corporate job and being over the moon excited about having some freedom and not living off of the circumstances that were put in front of me, or feeling that I was stuck in a box, and then transitioning to doing rideshare driving with Lyft and Uber, and that gave me a tremendous amount of freedom, but it also was very demanding on my body and also for my schedule to not make as much money as I would like to in the future. And I knew that back then. I knew it was a transitional thing. And then eventually I really got really into fitness for personal reasons, and then just had the light bulb go off when I was trying to lower expenses. You know, why don't I try to see if there's a way that I can at least do something part-time with the gym, so that way I can have a free membership? That transitioned into teaching. Teaching fitness is just ingrained in my body because I think of myself as a teacher. I really enjoy instructing and motivating people and helping people enjoy the benefits of fitness that I have enjoyed for such a long period of time and continue to do so. And then gradually transitioning more into that world, and then really starting to explore voiceover. Voiceover was something that was kind of like an offshoot of a previous goal or vision that I had of performing or creative writing or creating creative content, and having enough people give me the feedback that they really enjoyed my voice and they thought that it would be a great fit for certain aspects of voiceover, which could be radio commercials, it could be e-learning, it could be podcasts, it could be audiobook narrations, it could be performing as a character in a movie, whatever the case may be. That's how I got into voiceover. So slowly but surely over the last 2 years, I've continued moving forward. I've continued working. And again, to reemphasize, I've had really high, awesome, very motivated days. I've had pretty good standard days. I've also had days where I wasn't feeling it, and I just had to will myself to at least do something, doing the bare minimum. And now I'm going to kind of turn it back to you. So whether you're working on something just for today or for the week or for the month or for a long-term vision or a goal that you have, we got to figure out a way for you to stay motivated. Now, there's a couple recommendations that I could give you that could be quick and they could be very impactful, but just listen to them and see if anything resonates with you. And if you want to change them or adapt them or adjust them, then that's great. So option number one, get clear on your vision and your goal. Getting clarity on what it is that you actually want and desire probably could have the biggest impact out of any of the recommendations that I'm going to continue giving you to help continue to fuel your fire and help with your sense of perseverance or determination or your quiet determination. Having a sense of clarity will help give you a picture of where it is that you would like to go. And then we can backtrack the steps that might need to happen in order to get you there. If you're not sure of how to get there, maybe we just need to connect you to somebody who's already done it. Another way that you can do this is you just need to have an accountability partner. If you're having a hard time showing up, then maybe just having somebody that can co-motivate you and you can motivate them in turn, and trying to keep each other in line and moving forward together with a partner could also be beneficial for you. You could also work with a coach. I know that for people that work with me, some of the feedback that they get is they have had a hard time with COVID, but at least showing up and doing live virtual classes instead of paying for an app where it's just a replay gives them a different mindset where it's like, oh man, like I'm in this. Like I can't just pause this. Like I'm in this participating with Ryan, and we need to work because it's a specific start time, it's a specific end time. So let's get after it, compared to if it was a different app that was already a lot of pre-recorded classes. You're like, oh no, I got to pause it. I'm going to go take care of my dog, or oh, I'm going to pause it. I'm going to go answer the door, or oh, I forgot my water, or whatever the case may be. Just those little things that prompt you to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing. The other thing that I said earlier is if in fact you are in a position where you are legitimately having a hard time. You have lost your job. You've lost a relationship. You have had some type of illness or even, God forbid, a death in your family or something that has tremendously affected and impacted you and your family because of COVID, we got to start smaller. Let's just focus on the next 5 or 10 minutes. What can we do in the next 5 or 10 minutes to try to just be at peace, to just focus on our breathing, to relax, just to be in the moment? And whether it's journaling or speaking to someone and getting down your thoughts and your feelings, or just trying to get back to finding a new sense of normal, that can be a totally different kind of perseverance or determination or quiet determination or grit or willpower. All of these things that we're talking about, this is just kind of how I relate the intention of the week to you. It's that every day is a little bit different. Life's not always going to be perfect, but it can be amazing. We just need to take the ownership and the responsibility to kind of find our way. And sometimes we may wake up and we may think that we're walking down one specific path. And then the next thing you know, either an opportunity or a challenge comes and presents itself to us, and that totally alters the path for better or for worse. But if you can stay clear on your vision, if you can have people helping you and supporting you along your way, then no matter what, we will adapt, we will adjust, and we're going to make things happen. 100 episodes, here it is. Thank you so much for choosing to listen, to spend some time with me, whether this is your first episode, whether it is your 100th, or if you're somewhere in the middle. If you're interested, you can connect with me online at RyanO'Neill88. That's my Instagram and social media handle right now until I update all that stuff. So right now, as I'm saying this to you, this is August. The episode will be coming out on August 24th, 2020. And then I'll be updating some of that stuff when I start to consolidate more of my websites. But for the time being, if you're interested in connecting or if you are interested in participating in any of the online fitness classes, just let me know and I'll get you taken care of. Again, thank you so much for spending your time with me. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.